some crops. I personally have crops that have had damage up to 80%, certainly in the wheat and some canolas. Yeah, a lot of people are looking at their options because obviously there's not a lot of grain left in some of those crops. We are going to be very busy when this hay starts to come in, and we've actually organised another local baler to come and work with us so that we can get our clients' hay baled. We're really pretty much only doing work for our current, our normal hay clients, and a lot of them have been hit quite badly in the lower areas here near Greenthorpe. We're just trying to organise to get it done as fast for them as we can.
What would you estimate the crop losses are for your local area, generally speaking?
Oh, look, I wouldn't know, but of the people we've spoken to, you know, people have had losses up to 80% and down to probably 50%. So it just depends in the lower areas, and it just depends where you are situated in the landscape. The lower you are, the more damage. The higher you get up, the less damage, and some appear nearly unaffected at all. So it just depends where exactly you're situated and where the cold air drains as to how badly you were hit with the frost.
So as a baling contractor, is this an unexpected period of busyness for you?
Well, we've always got a fair bit on, but, yeah, certainly wasn't expecting it to be as busy as it's going to be. But that's just the way it goes. I mean, we get this probably once every couple of years. We've had a couple of bad frost years in the last 10 to 15 years. So it does happen every now and again. So you just got to be ready for it when it happens.
What's the urgency in cutting crops for hay at this point in time?
Most people are pretty madly cutting at the moment if they've decided to go for hay, because they're trying to get their hay down before they lose too much quality in their hay. We're fairly lucky in this region that the crops have still been fairly green and there's still quite a bit of leaf on them, so they will make quite good hay. And there does seem to be a little bit of demand out there for the hay, so we're quite lucky that we have a fairly good option there. So people are trying to get the crops down as fast as they can before they lose too much quality.
Obviously, Julie, this frost has been so widespread. What are you hearing about other areas and the demand for hay balers and hay cutters?
Well, we have heard of, you know, this frost being very widespread and in this area from sort of Canoundra to possibly Lockhart, but I haven't been down there to check, but that's what they're talking about. But there was, you know, dry damaged and frost damaged crops up northern New South Wales too, which all seem to have been consumed in that area. So there's going to be a lot of hay around, but there hasn't been a lot of hay sitting around. There's no empty hay, like a lot of empty hay sheds and things. So there is actually a bit of a demand for hay.
Which is fabulous to hear. But what are you hearing from other hay contractors? Are they equally as busy as what you are? Do you think it's going to be a busy season from now?
Yeah, I think so. I think certainly in this area, most of the hay contractors are fairly busy, I think. And some people are deciding not to do hay because they prefer not to do hay. But those that are, I think, are talking to their contractors fairly closely and trying to make sure that they can get there fairly soon, because they're going to be all very busy. So I think they're trying to line up as early as they can.